This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches. The previous Mishnah stated that the first level of a higher sanctity above Eretz Yisrael in general is any city in Eretz Yisrael that had a wall around it at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, which we learned there, since it has the status of Machne Yisrael, the Mitzora is banished from such a city until his tzaraz heals. Now, one city that had a wall around it at the time of Yeshua ben Nun is the city of Yerushalayim. Our Mishnah says Yerushalayim is holier than any of the other walled cities, let alone the other parts of Eretz Yisrael. As the Mishnah says, Lefnim min hachoma mekudesh mehem, within the boundary of where walls stood in the time of Yeshua ben Nun, that part of Yerushalayim is holier than the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and the rest even of any of the other walled cities, in that she'ochlim sham kadoshim kalim u'maiser sheni. Only there, in the old city of Yerushalayim, may we partake of a kadoshim kalim, for example, the meat of a karbim shlamim, or b'char, a maiser. Only there, in the old city of Yerushalayim, may a person partake of maiser sheni, of food with the holiness of maiser sheni, of the second tithe. As stated in Re'eh, Torah says, v'aveisim sham aloseichem v'zivcheichem, shall bring there, meaning to Yerushalayim, your olos, your shlamim offerings, v'es masrosechem, as well as your masrosechem. This term includes both the carbon meiser, which is another example of a kadoshim kalim carbon, and also includes meiser sheni. The pasuk continues, lo sucha lecha b'sharacha, you can't eat any of these things in your own city. And this statement includes even a walled city. Rather, you may only eat these things in Yerushalayim. And moving further towards the Kodesh Kedashim, we now come to the next level of Kedusha of Harabayis, which says the Harabayis, the area defined as the Temple Mount, which is a square of 500 amos on each side that encompasses the entire site of the Beis HaMikdash. So that whole area has the status of Machne Leviya. That's a Mekudesh Mimenu. That area is holier than any of the walled cities, or even Yerushalayim, which have the status of Machne Yisrael. The Harbayis area, which has the status of Machne Leviya, is holier than that She'in Zavim Bezavos Nidos V'yodos Nechnasim L'Sham. None of the following Tamei people may be found there. We have the male Tamei person Zav and the female counterpart Zava, or Nidos, the women who became Nida, meaning the woman menstruated and has yet to purify herself of the Tumah of Nida, as well as women who have given birth. They also have a state of Tumah until they go through a process. They may not be anywhere in the Harabayis, but they're allowed to enter Yerushalayim. So clearly the Harabayis area is holier than Yerushalayim or any other walled city. Continuing further towards the Kodesh Kedashim, we now come to Hachel, the area called the Hachel, which was a band that was 10 amos wide that ran around the wall surrounding the courtyards of the Beis HaMikdash, enclosed by a partition called the Soreg. The Mishnah says, Achel Mekudesh Mimenu. The Chel area was holier than the general surrounding Harbayis area, in that She'ein Goyim U'Tmeimes Nechnasim L'Sham. Non-Jews, or any person who contracted Tumah from a maze, may not be in the Chel area. These laws are both rabbinic in nature, according to the basic Torah law. Person who has Tumas Meis could be anywhere in Machne Leviya, and the Chel is still Machne Leviya, and there's no Torah prohibition specifically against a non-Jew being anywhere in the Machne Leviya area, anywhere in the Harabayis, but the Rabbanan decreed that these people may not be in the Chel area. The Rabbanan did not say that non-Jews can't be anywhere in Harabayis, even though, you know, technically, regarding other laws, non-Jews are treated with the Tum of Zav, and we said a Zav can't be anywhere in Harabayis, but regarding this issue, the Rabbanan said, no, a non-Jew could get pretty close to the Beis HaMikdash to give that person the opportunity to come close to Hashem, to daven to Hashem, and, you know, perhaps he'll bring his carbon all the way up to there. Non-Jews could send in karbanos. So they could get pretty close, but not past the Soreg, not into the Chel area. The mission continues. The next level up, Ezra's Nashim, the women's courtyard, which was found before the front of the main courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. So this square area surrounded by a wall that was called Ezra's Nashim because the women would come there to observe the festivities of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Mishnah says, Ezra's Nashim is Mekudeshes Mimenu. is holier than the Echel area, and that she'ein tefil yom nichnas l'sham. A tefil yom, that is a person who had contracted tumma, let's say he touched the sheretz, and he'd started the purification process by going in the mikvah, but he is still waiting for the day to end, for nightfall, which would complete his purification. So as long as nightfall has not arrived, he's called tefil yom. So there's still a vestige of tumma there. The Rabbanan decreed that although a tefil yom could get as close to the actual base of Migdash as the Chel area, but he can't go further, he can't go beyond the Chel, and this would be on the eastern side, and enter the Ezra's Nashim. However, the Mishnah says, Ve'ein chayovim le'achatas. If a tummy person did enter the Ezra's Nashim area, and here we're talking about not just the tefil yom, where it's only a rabbinic prohibition, but even somebody who is fully tummy, let's say a Zav. So that person definitely is biblically forbidden from being in the Ezra's Nashim. He's not allowed to be anywhere in the Har Bayis. Yet, if such a tummy person did inadvertently enter the Ezra's Nashim area, he would not be liable to bring a carbon chattis. For that law only applies in an instance where, had the person committed the sin on purpose, he would have been liable to kares, which is not the case here. It's not a kares-level sin for a tummy person, even a fully tummy person, to enter the Ezra's Nashim area. We're not yet in the proper main courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. We're not dealing with the kares prohibition. We now head further west, deeper into the actual Beis HaMikdash area, and we enter the main Azara, the main courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, the place where the Mizbeach is found, where the Korbanos were brought. Now, upon entering the main entrance to the Shar Niknor, the main eastern entrance of the Beis HaMikdash, one found himself in a zone that was called the Ezra's Yisrael, so named because even non-Kohanim, even Yisraelim, were permitted to be there, even if they didn't have a specific reason to be there. They didn't, for instance, have a carbon to bring. Yisraelim could be there. And so the Mishnah says, Ezra's Yisrael Mekudesh Es Mimena, the first section of the main courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash was holier than the area of the Ezra's Nashim, in that She'ein Mechusra Ki Purim Nechnas L'Sham. Even a person with a very light level of Tumah, Mechusra Ki Purim, is not allowed to be there. Mechusra Ki Purim refers to a person who had become Tameh with the type of Tumah that has a carbon requirement as part of its purification process, meaning the last step is to bring a carbon. For example, Azav, at the end of everything after immersing the mikvah, waiting the necessary time, nightfall, he has to bring a carbon to complete the purification process. The person who has done everything except that carbon is called Mechusra Ki Purim. He's just lacking his kapara, his carbon. So this is, as we saw previously, the lightest level of tumah. He only has a bit of a vestige of tumah. It's almost totally gone. Yet the halacha is, even this person with a very low level of tumah may not enter the Azara. Till that, say, Zav brings his carbon, he still may not enter even into that first section of the Azara, the Ezra's Yisrael. For that point, as soon as one goes from the Ezra's Nashim to the Ezra's Yisrael to the main Azara, he is leaving from Machne Leviyah and entering Machne Shechina. So at this point, things get much more serious in terms of the issue of a tummy person being there. And that simply, no tummy person may be there. Not only that, but chayav le'achatas. If a tummy person inadvertently entered the Azara, the Machne Shechina, he would have to bring a carbon chatas because he has committed a kares level sin. Continuing deeper into the Beis HaMikdash, the person continued west from the Ezra's Yisrael, he would find himself in a section called the Ezra's HaKohanim. The Mishnah says, Ezra's HaKohanim, Mekudesh Es Mimena. This area of Ezra's HaKohanim was holier than Ezra's Yisrael. She'ein Yisrael nechnasim l'sham l'bishas tzarcheyim. Because a non-Kohen, as the name of the place implies, may not be in this place at all unless he has a specific need to be there. If he has a carbon to bring, which requires him to go to the Ezra's HaKohanim, then fine. And for example, if he has to go l'smicha to perform the rite of leaning on his carbon animal, or l'shchita, or if he decides he himself wants to perform the shchita, a non-Kohen may perform the shchita, or l'tnufa, or to perform the rite of waving certain parts of the carbon. So for those purposes, fine, the Yisrael non-Kohen may be there, but otherwise, non-Kohen may not be in this section. So in this sense, the Ezra's HaKohanim is holier than the Ezra's Yisrael.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.